As Cloverdale's Christ Church turns 140 this year, questions have arisen around City of Surrey signage leading up to the Heritage Church. The church was built in 1884 by Cloverdale's pioneers. The foundation stone was laid on August 6 that year, and the church was completed at a cost of $1,200. That's roughly $38,500 in today's dollars. However, signs from the Surrey Heritage Advisory Commission, SHAC, leading up to Christ Church in all directions advertise it as 1882. A cornerstone at the church has a plaque that says the stone was laid in 1884. A sign on the church notes, "Founded in 1882." The first municipal hall was across the street from the cemetery, and that was 1881, said Alan Clegg. Clegg is a member of Christ the Redeemer Church, which is across the road from Christ Church, and a board member of Surrey Centre Cemetery Committee. Christ Church is located on the edge of the cemetery grounds and is managed by Christ the Redeemer. Clegg noted that while the church community was founded in 1882, in the 1881 town hall that was across the street at that time, records prove the church was built in 1884. Now that 1881 town hall is located at the Museum of Surrey, Clegg admits the SHAC signs are misleading. He said it's strange to indicate the year the parish was founded when the signs are directing people to a building. I would agree, he said. It certainly seems to indicate the church was built in 1882, but it definitely was not. Clegg said he is going to take up the issue with my people, that is members of Christ the Redeemer and the Surrey Centre Cemetery Committee, the next time he has a chance. Clegg thinks it's worth getting the sign changed, as the church is a heritage building of note and unique, not only in Surrey, but North America. I don't know if they'll change it, but it was done some time ago between the church and the Surrey Heritage Advisory Commission, explained Clegg. Somebody would have to go back and find out why they would put it up like this, and is it worth the money to change it? Clegg thinks the change is needed and plans to also bring up the conundrum of the signage the next time he gets over to City Hall. It's now on my agenda, he added. In terms of history of the area back then, Clegg said Abraham Huck arrived in 1872, the same year the famous Anderson Cabin was built. Surrey's oldest building, the cabin is also now on display at the Museum of Surrey's Heritage Campus. A few years later, he donated the land for a church and cemetery, he said. Construction was completed in 7 weeks. Clegg said Huck sold 4 acres of land to the municipality of Surrey for a hall to be built on, the eventual 1881 town hall. Reverend Bell arrived in 1882 and started the church parish, Clegg added. He served from horseback until the church was completed 2 years later. The Surrey Heritage Advisory Commission did not respond to an interview request by Publication Time. Open Church. To celebrate 140 years of Christ Church, organizers are holding an open house on October 5. Christ Church is located in Surrey Centre along the edge of Surrey Centre Cemetery at 16591 Old McClellan Road in Cloverdale. The celebration will run from 2 to 4 p.m. with a verbal history presentation set for 3 p.m.